And just as a upbeat, we'll go to our next guest, Richard Cohen, in a sec, but our colleague here at Sky Sports Radio, Jamie Rogers, she's been training for this for almost, well, more than 2 years. She has completed, she has swum the English Channel, finished about 1 a.m. Australian time this morning. I'm not sure of her overall time, but that doesn't matter. She swum the English Channel. What a fantastic achievement by Jamie.
Yeah, I think she raised $75,000.
Incredible.
Got you for life, Ray. I hope I've got that right. The training that went into it was remarkable, and I think it took 11 hours. Can you imagine 11 hours in darkness, in the cold, swimming the English Channel?
Fantastic.
You can't get your head around that.
I can't. We'll bring our next guest, Richie Cohen, and Richie has worked plenty of times with Jamie over the years. Richie, good morning, and well, you just got to just take your hat off and say, Jamie Rogers, what a superstar. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Dean. Yeah, in awe, Ray. She's a lovely lady. She's a mum. She's just a champion person. And to go from the English Channel, certainly, you got to ride Bulldog for Gus Warland's Gotcha for Life, Mental Health. He does a great job. And I know Jamie's great friends with Gus. So, yeah, an incredible job. The internal... To have that ability within yourself to do that is what I just got amazed at. And, I couldn't be prouder of Jamie. She's a star person and absolutely incredible. You know that Des Renford swam the English Channel 15 times.
Yeah, no.
Before we found out it was a ferry that went across.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. She did great things yesterday, a wonderful person. It was good to see Toby Edmonds back in the winner's stall with a missile. So, like, not many punters were happy, but he's a terrific horseman, Toby. And to get a nine-year-old to produce a career best yesterday, again, Rich, you just got to take your hat off to Toby and Trent for getting the job done.
Spot on the mark. And what you said, yeah, the horse has got the ability. And Joe Pride kind of made a he's different now, Joe, but like to burst onto the Sydney scene, like when Chris Waller first burst on, all you got was those tried horses. And you prove yourself. And, you know, Toby and Trent, we've known Toby a long, long time. And, I was rapt for Toby, good fella. And, you know, to get a horse like that to, you know, go back to some of his best form was incredible. But, poor old Chrissy Lee, as you said, Hard Empire was good. And that is an art to get Toby pinpointed while these other horses aren't 100% getting ready for a long spring carnival. He came there rock hard, fit, ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, no, 100%. The Queenslanders made a bit of a statement yesterday, Rich, and we're getting used to seeing this lady in the Sydney Trainers Winners Circle. That's Casey Fogden, and they have turned this horse Maltai around.
Well, he used to be very much like Bulldog when you first get out on Bucks Night, Ray. He used to go very keen early and then struggle a little bit late.
Under bed, nice and early. Get the job done.
It was good to see the horse settle. He got a piece from Huey Bowman. And look, he was okay yesterday. He's got to go on with the job. I thought he might just win a little bit easier in the end with the ride and the run that he had. But it was good to see him back. We know he's a quality horse. So. And look, Casey's, she's got I thought was one of the best two-year-olds, best of Bordeaux. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the spring carnival. She's had a few boxes down in Sydney, in the visitor's box that rose in a while. So she's got to start mounting a bit of a campaign with a few overspring.
Yeah, now we might see best of Bordeaux next week in the Rosebud. Rich, Dina, over to you, mate.
Yeah, Rich, what did you make of that midweek announcement with the huge increase in prize money for New South Wales racing?
Oh, well, look, I think in part, Bulldog, when Peter made the announcement on behalf of his board, Racing South Wales, obviously the infrastructure, which they have been working through, but as you read the newspapers and watch the TV, coming out of COVID, every builder is blocked up for months, years on end. The costs have really gone out of spiraling out of control, but we're getting through the infrastructure a little bit slower than probably what we wanted, Racing South Wales, but they're getting there. We're on our back all the time. The announcement, I think there was something for one in regard to the country trainers have got a couple of races on each card, and if we get a bigger meeting, there'll be probably three races on the card that only country trainers can compete in. The provincial trainers will have a couple of races, the midway come in with the provincial trainers in a couple. So it'll be interesting to see if the field hold up, particularly the midways in the provincial one. But Peter's or North Wales, and we've been on their back, the table in relation to making the ball is something for everyone. And I reckon there have been good announcements, and I reckon later this year, Bulldog will be some even better announcements, more announcements, announcements. Look, if as Brett Kavanagh probably said, a rider trainer at Skate, you're not happy now, he said, you might have because if things are.
Yeah, we've just got a bad line there, Rich. Your opinions re the announcement spot on as always.